Support for WAMC comes from SPAC, presenting the Saratoga Wine and Food and Fall Ferrari Festival, featuring wine tasting, cooking seminars, and more, September 7th through the 9th, SPAC.org. Good morning. It's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. Big news out of Austin, Texas this morning. Lance Armstrong says it's over, and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency agrees. The agency says it will strip Armstrong of his unprecedented 7 Tour de France titles after he declared he was finished fighting the drug charges that threaten his legacy as one of the greatest cyclists of all time. Travis Tygart, the U.S. ADA's chief executive, said Armstrong would also be hit with a lifetime ban. Still to be heard from is the sport's governing body, the International Cycling Union, which had backed Armstrong's legal challenge to the U.S. ADA's authority. Armstrong says he will no longer fight the charges because he is tired of it. Says Armstrong, "There comes a point in every man's life when he has to say, enough is enough. For me, that time is now." Armstrong called the investigation an unconstitutional witch hunt. Turning to baseball now, in a game featuring 27 runs and 38 hits, the Angels outlasted the Red Sox 14-13 in a wild one that took 4.5 hours at Fenway Park last night. The Angels trailed 6-0 early on, but got back in it, scoring 8 runs in the third inning. Colin McHugh pitched 7 scoreless innings for the Mets in his major league debut, but the Rockies completed their second straight 4-game sweep of the Mets with a 1-0 victory. Yankees are off yesterday. They'll be in Cleveland tonight. Boston hosts Kansas City, and the Mets begin a weekend series with Houston tonight in New York. And tomorrow we'll see the running of the 143rd Traverse Stakes at the Saratoga Racetrack. The Traverse Stakes is the oldest major thoroughbred race in America. The 5-2 Alpha leads the favorites for the $1 million purse. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.